twice. Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middleman Radio. This is the Middleman Talk Show, and you got your boy Al. My other co-host Kevin should be stepping in just a second. Man, I hope you guys have been having a wonderful week. This week has definitely been an interesting week for us all, but I just pray and hope everyone has been having a great week thus far. We're now approaching, you know, the final days to register to vote. So please, if you have not registered to vote, tomorrow is the last day to register to vote. What's up, Kev? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, what's going on? 2020 has been a funky year, and the devil is a lie.
Hey, we're at the end, though, all right?
We're
in October.
Man. I'm not looking forward to 2021 because you know what, man? The devil is busy. Here it is. We're about to start the show, and all of a sudden, bloop, my whole setup just shut down. Like, really? The devil is a lie.
Not in here, man.
Yeah, man. Good grief. What's going on, brother? What's going on, world? What's up, Middleman family and everybody else out there listening to us right now? Shouts out to you.
Yeah, and shout out to everyone who has joined the Middleman Talk Show Facebook page. We definitely appreciate all the support that we receive from you all. Definitely appreciate you all engaging with us on our pages. We definitely have been posting a lot of, things that we want to hear your concerns about. And, of course, this past week, we definitely got some things to talk about, man.
Oh, yeah, surely, man. Something that you would rarely see on Facebook is me posting. So if you get the chance, I posted a video on our Facebook page talking about this debate. We're going to talk about that today, but I just had to give my two cents, man. I don't even really want to get into it now until we get into it during the show. But it was, interesting.
So
other than that. Yeah, what's going on with you, brother?
I mean, as we've seen, recently, there's been continued discussion around, the Breonna Taylor's case. And, this past Friday, they released the audio from the grand jury hearings. So I also shared that information, with the group members as well. So if you look at the article that I posted in the group, the audio clippings, there are several different clippings from several different days, I guess, of deliberation or discussion. So definitely ready to hear a little bit more about what's going to transpire. I hope that things will be a little bit more clear and open for everyone. And hopefully we get the information in which we are looking for within this grand jury filing, bro.
Right. For sure, man. I mean, since this is hot topic today, man, I know normally we'll do our monologue and kind of talk about it. Man, we might as well just dive right into this because you already got me raring ready to talk about this stuff, man. So I'm ready to go. But speaking of the attorney general in Kentucky, he thought he was smooth, slick, getting away with something, boy. Oh,
yeah,
my
really
God.
He
underestimated where we are in America, even though we are in a very bad place in America right now, as far as race relation to a degree, social relations to a degree, and even class relation to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
People are not really having that, man. I mean, you blatantly lied, and my heart want to say, I want to think and say that that was a white brother that did that. I'm offended. I want you to release everything. You made us look bad. Maybe it was a brother that did that. I don't know. Or a sister that did that. But I hope it is a white brother that did that. I really hope it is.
Well, Kev, you know, we'll see eventually. But if the things in which Daniel Cameron reported, you know, Daniel Cameron, for those who don't know, he is the attorney general for the state of Kentucky. If the information that he presented does not go in accordance to actually what happened in the grand jury filings, he needs to step down, bro. He needs to resign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needs to, like, immediately. It does not need to be any discussions about anything, bro. You need to step down because you are not adhering to what your job is entailing. You know, you are supposed to be for the people. Like, you are an elected, well, he wasn't elected. He was recommended and put in that position, but anyway, but typically, you know, those positions are elected officials, and we want to make sure that the people that we put in there are actually going to do right. But as you can see, like I said last week, man, he's like, his whole body language, his talking points, even the way that he was expressing certain comments, they all presented to me as if he was not telling the truth, the whole truth.
Well, even with that, Al, somebody posted a picture up on the internet with this brother at a Supercut getting his hair cut. that right there should tell you something. I mean, nothing against Superclips. If you go to Superclips, fine, that's cool. But I don't know nobody that go to Superclips to get a tape. No, man. Old girl was in the picture looking like, what am I supposed to do with this? Looking at his hair. I'm like, nah, bro. That tells me enough about that cat right there. I really don't even, as they said, you need more people. I don't believe you. Because that dude right there, bogus.
Yep. And I'm really interested to see what his support actually does look like. You know, and I also have to think too, man, like, we all have guys in our corner that really tell us how to feel, even when we do something that we feel is the right thing to do. But you have, you know, like your close partners that say, hey, bro, like, you need to step back and really, you know, think about what you just did, or, you know, this wasn't right. Like, who is in his corner that giving him that, or do you think he has anybody in this corner that's going to give it to him real like that?
I doubt it. When you are a protege of Mitch McConnell, there's a certain caliber of people that you are going to be around. So just being honest and truthful about the situation, I think he may have stepped away from dealing with people of his kind a while ago. Not saying, you know, a lot of people calling him sellout, a lot of people calling him this and that. I don't know anything about the brother, but the only thing I can say is somewhere along the line, his mentality changed, his mind state changed, his outlook on life changed. And with that being said, to embrace people that really don't like people that look like you, something had to get shut off somewhere. I mean, he was blind to the fact of, what's the show y'all turned me on to? Woke.
Yeah,
Woke. If you ever watch Woke, make sure you go to our Patreon and check out Al and Nick's review of that show. The first episode, when the woman was like, how do you not see all these things around you that's happening?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, it is what it is. You know, I'm like, there are people in this world that literally feel like it is what it is. They don't see race. I don't see the struggle. I don't see racism. I don't see anything. Everything is hanky-dory. There's no problems. And with this brother, there could be a small portion of him that may be like that, or a large portion of him that may be like that. I'm not for certain, but with that brother, something ain't right.
He has no, I don't think he has like a personal connection with anyone who has experienced something of that magnitude. Because, you know, thinking from the standpoint of what we see, you know, in news, even when there's someone that we do not know that has experienced something tragic. We feel that. We feel that pain, right? Your words, your actions show differently. Did his words or actions show differently? Don't think so. It took a grand juror, you know, to leave the meeting to check outside to see what was going on, to see what he was saying, to find out that, hey, this is not what it was. And if it wasn't for that, would we know what we know right now?
No, you know we would, man. Like, think about how many cases that had the same probably turn of events and the same thing. The jurors was like, okay, that's what they decided to do. And that person, you know, name was smeared. But with this guy, I mean, realistically, man, I don't think he cares. I mean, you say we feel empathy to situations of people that look like us. He don't care. Excuse me.
He don't.
With that being said, now, he probably could. Let me take that back. He probably could care, Al. He probably don't care from the standpoint of he has to advance his career by any means necessary.
Right.
And there are some people that think like that.
Right.
But that's not a care for others. That's a care for self, a care to propel what he wants in life. And, you know, of course, there was a rumor, you know, but there is still the rumor about, you know, him being a potential candidate for one of the Supreme Court justice positions. If that were to happen, man, and I know we talked about this last week, bro, but like we really have to think about the climate of what could happen if, you know, Trump wins the election, right? So we'll have more people with that, you know, conservative, you know, Republican, far right, you know, train of thought that's not for the betterment of people in general. It's only to a perception of their view, right? If it doesn't work for their viewpoint, everyone else is not view as an important. That's how I look at it. I mean, because you can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there.
I mean, well, beyond the political aspect of it and looking at it from a right or left perspective, you should look at it from a human perspective. Now, that's a lot to ask for people in the way that this world is set up. When you think about that woman dying on her bed or couch or wherever she was, and she was innocent. She was innocent, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what did she do to anybody? How can that not touch you? Tamir Rice, man with a gun, a toy gun, cop jump out, shoot him. George Floyd, whatever he did, a false 20, and he died. I mean, from a human aspect, man, there should be a situation where we as a world, as a people, because it is the human race, even though we're divided in so many different aspects from religion and quote-unquote colors or pigmentations, it's still the human race.
It is.
We're divided by rich and poor. We divided by too many things, man. But at the end of the day, back, just bring it all back to this. For him, I don't understand how he can sleep at night unless he's desensitized to the
he's worried right now.
Of being black. He can be worried, but he still can be deceived, because you got to think about he's going to be kept in a position, because you got to think about it. Who's grooming him? Mitch McConnell. Who else grooming him? We don't know. It could be a gang of I don't mean to say white people, but business people and people that have interests that he is protecting and doing certain things for. They're going to take care of him. That could be black, white, or whatever. It all is up to what? Money, green. They want that bread. They want to make sure that a person is in place that can take care of what I need them to take care of. Just like with our president. The president that we have right now, come to find out this dude only pays $750 in taxes.
$750.
Okay. As my man Kunta Kinte Irvin say, TurboTax Trump. That's what he called him. TurboTax Trump. That's a good one for him right there. TurboTax Trump. So, if you and I take the time to find a way to evade the IRS and we get caught, what's going to happen?
We're going to jail, and we're going to pay a large fine. Like, we don't have that type of money to keep the courts tied up.
Right. Wesley Snipes went to jail over a couple of hundred. I mean, he was going to pay $900-some thousand back to the IRS to prevent himself from going to jail. But he went to jail.
He went anyway.
They got Trump sitting out here paying $750?
Yes. Barack Obama paid close to what, $1.5 million or $1.3 million in taxes?
And everybody else that was there with him didn't pay nowhere near.
Nope.
Nowhere near. But it's what we're living in, Al. It's the world we're living in.
Are we allowing this to happen? Or is this something that is out of the control of the people that has been happening for so long that we have no control of it?
Well, this is just my opinion. And if you ever listen to the Middleman Talk Show before, we are we're an opinionated show. Not everything is factual. We do make sure we do have facts to back up some of what we do need to have. It goes down to it. The fact is, there are more people on this planet and in this country that outnumber the politicians, everything else. And yes, we are allowing it, because the biggest part of it all, Al, is to manipulate the masses to have control over them. And that's primarily what's happening. They manipulate everybody to think a certain way so they can get away with certain things. Now, there's another aspect to everything when you think about it. Even from the medical standpoint, the medical field.
Right.
As we see this week, Trump has caught COVID. You and I catch COVID, it could be almost a death sentence. Rumors are today, you can check your news time feed, check your news feed. Trump is out the hospital right now.
Mm.
How?
So let me give you all, just in case you don't know the numbers of COVID cases that we have right now. As of today, the United States have 7.41 million cases. It has had a 47,000 increase this past week. Also, let's see, deaths are at 209,000 and still rising. And still rising.
Now, the crazy part about it, we have people running around, oh man, the flu killed more people. This killed more people. At the end of the day, it's still people that died. And that could be a friend of somebody, a family member of somebody. Man, it's crazy now, dude. It's crazy. This is crazy.
And I know you brought up, you know, Trump with his, you know, positive test for COVID. You know, he recently did some, you know, some rallies where he refused to wear a mask. He was also at a rally. Let me get the actual state. So a rally in Ohio, right? Pretty much asked him, you know, to put a mask on. You know, you all need to be wearing a mask. Even when they went to this dinner, they still refused to wear a mask. Now, when talking about the mask during a debate, okay. So Trump, you know, of course, went to the same rhetoric as, you know, usual. Now he said, yes, I got a mask. I wear a mask. He pulled out his little mask, you know, outside his jacket. But the only time in which I saw President Trump having a mask on for the first time was when he was told, like I said, again, to put on a mask when he recently visited Walter Reed last month. And so now, you know, of course, he ended up, you know, going to Walter Reed Hospital, you know, for symptoms of COVID. And they stated that Thursday night that he was having, you know, trouble breathing. Had to be rushed. But all of this rhetoric and talk, and you have so many millions of people who are hearing all of this, and you had so many months to make a change or to make a statement to tell people the least thing that you can do is to wear a mask, and then here he goes catching COVID.
Right.
Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, I just feel like I wasn't laughing. I wasn't saying, aha, he deserved it. No, I wasn't saying that. But you spewed that rhetoric to the people. And it's just like karma. That's what I feel like. I feel like he received, you know, some form of karma.
Well, I would say more so is his ego got his butt cashing a check that he really can't cash. Hopefully nothing happens to him. You know, I don't wish anything bad on anyone, but he's in a predicament, man, where he may not make it, you know, but we know that this government will do everything in its power to make sure that he makes it. One aspect of Trump also, when you think about it, man, is that macho aspect of him. He wants to
correct.
Be portrayed as a macho man. That's the whole ask. I don't want to wear the mask because I'm Trump. I'm a 6'3", 200. He said 230 pounds. I'm like, where, dude?
He's got to be more than that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, his whole persona is to be this God figure to his followers and followers. Because, man, there's a guy that lives near me right now, has a banner up with Trump on it with the body of Rambo with a grenade launcher and the Rambo bandana tied around his head right now. That's how they view this dude. And honestly, that's how he view himself. So when you look at him and with everybody that's taking the precautions that they are to ensure that they don't make anybody else sick, get themselves sick, you know, he's going to come with the whole, hey, I'm Trump. I'm a mask. What? Oh,
right.
No, not you. Not me. But then now he's sick. And everybody else running around the country that support him like, oh, God, we need to pray for Trump. Pray for Trump. Fool, you should have listened when you had the chance to.
And Tate Reeves as well. You know, the governor of Mississippi, you know, he lifted the mask mandate for the state of Mississippi, the first state to lift the mask mandate. I wonder what he's thinking now since his friend Trump has COVID.
He ain't worried about that. He just get rid of some of you Negroes in Mississippi. That's all that is. Because the county fair is out there. Everybody's about to be out. So if he can get rid of a couple of more, maybe a couple of more 50,000 of y'all in Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, us. He don't care. Man, these people don't care, man.
The phone lines are open. If you have a comment or would like to get in on the discussion, you can dial 516-387-1542 and press the number 1 on your phone. We'll definitely get to you. But you are correct, bro.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is, like, is this another tactic to, you know, possibly gain support or sympathy from people? Or do you feel like, you know, what has been reported about President Trump, you know, testing positive for COVID is accurate information? Because we've been, you know, in the, like these last 4 years, man, like, you know, fake news has been a part of our terminology, right?
Yeah,
and so he has been the forefront of pushing that, right? Is this another tactic that they're using?
It's always a tactic. It's always a ploy for them to kind of throw everybody off. And Hitler, I mean, this guy, he stood in front of a church with a Bible. If you ever studied Hitler, you would see he had the same pose as Hitler. I mean, this dude, followers, his word is the Bible. It's law. Everything about him, I mean, it's like a cult following, man. And with the way that he's carrying himself, and the way that he present himself, he's the let's keep it real. He's the American dream for those that want to feel like this is how my people should portray themselves to the world. If you follow what I'm saying,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the image of leadership, the image of power. You don't take any BS, like you said. I mean, even to create the terminology of fake news after all. Man, false news is false news. True news is true news. Facts are facts. We live in a time now where facts are not even facts. Now, to get back to your question, as far as it is it being a ploy, they can use it to their advantage, because if Trump comes mm-hmm. out of this situation unscathed, quote unquote unscathed, then yeah, it's going to be interesting how people perceive it even more so. And with the doctors today, conflicting reports, 1 minute his oxygen levels are too low, the next minute, oh, he's fine, man.
He's
ready to get.
He's great.
Yeah, we got video of him writing. He's ready to get back to the American people. He's ready for everything. He's ready to get back out and campaign and take over mm-hmm. and do everything he needs to do for America. I'm like, okay, this is 72-year-old man, crazy.
So even in the video or the picture that they posted, you know, whichever one that you all saw, he should have had a mask on, bro.
He didn't affect everybody around, dude.
Yeah. Exactly. Whoever was in the room. Okay, let's get our caller this caller name.
All right.
But
all right, caller 3967. You're live with the middleman. What's going on?
What's up? This is Bill from Hear Me Out.
What's up, Bill?
What's up, man? So listen, I wanted to touch on Al, your question about is this another tactic? And like Kel said, it is. It's always a tactic, man. Like mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, and I know y'all get tired of me talking about this, but I'm telling you, man, like, that's just one show that particularly brings it out to me, man. It's just like on the House of Cards, man. Like, they yep. find ways to try to gain the attention or try to mm-hmm. gain some more voters. But like you said, Al, fake news is in our terminology now. And so yep. a lot of people talk about fake news. They see fake news because he's pushed fake news. I mean, a lot of people, they're thinking like, okay, he has COVID, but do I really believe that? Do I really, like, do I think that he has COVID? Or, mm-hmm. like, does that even matter to me? You get what I'm saying? Because maybe this is just another tactic to get me to kind of to try to come over. So I don't think that this stunt or whatever he wants to call it, you get what I'm saying? If he does mm-hmm. have COVID, you know, I'm praying for him, you know,
right.
like, whatever you want to cover, like, it is what it is. But, you know, like, right now there are bigger things at stake. You get what I'm saying? To be honest with you, there are people mm-hmm. that's in this world right now, or that's in this country right here, that probably haven't eaten in months. That's most important to me, because
yes.
you decided to make a bad judgment, and what you could have done ahead of time could have stopped you from even getting COVID right now.
That's
but
correct.
I, you know, like those are the things that we got to look at. And yes, I do think that there's a tactic, but we have to remain focused and focus on the goal at hand.
You know, Bill just said a whole lot, Al, and he also brought something else to my attention that I have to worry about, and I think we have to worry about. Hillary Clinton beat Trump by 300,000 votes
mm-hmm.
or 3 million votes. It was somewhere along those lines. But the crazy part about
it is she won a popular vote. Mm-hmm.
She won a popular vote. Do you think that Biden has enough behind him to win the electoral vote, because the electoral college? Because the thing is, we can all get out and vote like crazy, but in certain states, man, the vote weighs more because of the electoral college. I'm wondering if Trump, like Bill was saying, the whole tactic of let me rock my base up to this level in these states that are the most important. Let's watch how he maneuvers. Once the COVID, he get cleared to get back out. Let's see how he maneuver. If he targets states where the electoral college is really high, and he have to have those states, you know what time it is.
We know what it is, right? And I agree with that. I am interested to see what is going to happen next. The thing in which I feel will happen is that I feel that a lot of these places who did or who was a red state, the people are tired because they're not receiving the resources and help they need. Now, yes, what we see on the news and media are the ones, the Trump supporters who are out, you know, supporting him. That's just a percentage of who we see. But like, I really feel like, you know, the real voters, the, you know, the people who are really out here wanting change, wanting better. I do feel like we're going to see something great in November, which I don't feel and I don't want I don't want to have another 4 years with Trump, man. He got to get up out of there, bro. Like I do think people are gonna get out of the vote.
I believe. But even if it does happen, we still have to prepare ourselves. Like
we do.
We on this show we talk about being educated economically. And basically understanding your community, taking over your community, basically. Let's keep it 100. You're going to have to get in there, vote the right people in, get the right resources to your community, and educate everybody around you on how to become more smart with money. So regardless of what he do, now they can change the laws. They can make it real rough for us here in America. They can really do that if they choose to, because with the judges that they've elected, it's going to be kind of hard to even make certain laws pass that we may need to pass. But at the same time, when you go way back down to the level of the community, the people that lives in that community, they can control that. I can become the mayor of my town right now if I get the people behind me.
I agree.
So we definitely have to keep pushing, regardless of what happens with Trump, because I'm not going to get my hopes up high like we did with Hillary. That next morning, we wake up and be like, what the? What?
But you see, the thing about it is, hold on now. Now, the thing about that, you know, we did have a lot of people putting Trump into manifestations, meaning that they kept saying, I don't think Hillary's going to win. Oh, Trump might win this one. Like, those type comments. Like, when you say those things, man, like, I felt like that also contributed too, because you're getting other people to do what? Search more about Trump. Look at what Trump is doing. Watch the videos too. You know, like, and then the spearing of the lesser of the two evils. You know, the whole standpoint of that.
Yeah.
Which I know we talked about that on our show with Biden and Trump. But as of right now, man, look. You're either picking cow manure or you're picking ice cream. Which one do you want right now?
But Al, we shouldn't have to, because there are more than two parties in this country.
But this is the United States that we live in right now. Okay, until that time comes, we have to do what we need to do to prepare for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm,
and so,
mm-hmm.
like, we got to get the person who's trying to, you know. Like, I feel like if we had a different group of leadership in office, maybe some things that have occurred within these last 4 years in the United States, and definitely the COVID crisis, possibly wouldn't happen a certain way.
Right.
Because of the mindset of people in certain positions. That's why it's so important for you locally to make sure that you are, you know, researching your candidates and voting the right person in those positions. But I do feel like when you have people like Mitch McConnell, who pretty much is, you know, just running everything, but then you also have a guy like Trump, in which Mitch McConnell likes, because he can just do whatever he wants and Trump is going to possibly be okay with it, versus having someone who is not going to be okay with everything Mitch McConnell does or signs off of or not approves or blocks a vote about. Right?
True story.
Like, that's the difference. I see we got another caller that wants to get in on the conversation.
All right, caller 0450. You are live with the middleman. What's up?
What's up? What's up? This is Jay Prince from Hear Me Out.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, man? Hey, I was just listening in. I agree with both of y'all, what y'all are saying. It's like I had made a little comment on Facebook the other day, and I was saying, you know, if you don't vote in this election, that is a vote for Trump. Whether you you don't vote in this election, or you do third party, it's still a vote for Trump. And I had this guy come on, and he said, you know, it's a guy I actually know, I deployed with him, and he was like just saying, so, you know, what if like I vote for Biden, and Biden has done just as much detrimental. I mean, detrimental. Yeah, I'm messing up the word, man.
No, you're saying it right. Go ahead.
He's also saying that Biden, you know, he's done just as bad to the black community as Trump has talked about the black community. And I had to just sit down and kind of explain to him that, like, man, you know, it's like voting for the lesser of two evils. like we know both of them are terrible candidates. We just gotta accept our L on this one. Like we know both parties are like terrible candidates at this point. It's just which one do you wanna live by? You wanna live by the guy who made a law that basically put you in jail, mass incarceration. So do you want to be incarcerated with the possibility of living afterwards? Or do you want the president, the one who's putting his guy on standby for you, who's actually like basically telling his guys to go out and hunt the black people, go out and hunt them. So I mean I kind of agree with both of y'all. Like it's not our election, man. Like 2020 is already bad.
Let me say this to you, Jay, and you know, I listen to y'all's show, man. I really enjoy it. I want to tell you and Bill, I really definitely enjoy both of y'all's show, man.
Appreciate it.
One thing is, when you look at white supremacy, and it really is really white fragility, it's fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Fragile.
That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah. When you really look at it, they're not going to put any laws or anything in place to really uplift anybody else that would take power out of their hands.
That's
so
correct.
So at the end of the day, when you think about the politicians, the laws, everything that's been here before you, before me, and after us, it's not going to be to our best interest, period. Now, there are times where we'll stand up, we'll fight, we'll try to ask for equity, as we talked
mm-hmm.
about a couple of shows ago, equity for
mm-hmm.
inequality. The thing is, man, if our people continuously fight for equity and continuously push the boundaries of the laws here in America, eventually, our people will get into power. Eventually. Not no time soon. But it's going to have to be a change in the mentality of the people that are in power. And I'm talking about globally.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then also, Jay, hold on one second. Also, too, Kev, like, and I'm going to use Jay and Bill as an example, right? Their generation, you know, the guys who are, you know, 30 and under. Their generation is speaking out more as well too about making sure that we are more educated about voting rights, elections, politics in general. So it's great to hear like our young brothers have these conversations because
mm-hmm.
they are pulling in the generations under them, like those teenagers who look up to them. They're watching Bill and Jay. They're trying
mm-hmm.
to see what they're talking about. They're trying to see what they're doing. And like you see now, you see, you know, a lot of entertainers who are younger speaking out a little bit more about making sure that you are well versed in politics and your rights and making sure that you go and vote. Yes, things will change. Things will occur because we have generations now like, you know, like our generation, Kevin. We have experienced so much since we have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like we haven't had time in our lifespan that our country has not been at war.
True. No peace, no time soon.
Right? So we don't even know what that feels like to have peace. Even to the standpoint, not you know, also the standpoint of war within each other. Right? Like
mm-hmm.
we haven't had a time in which we had a serious undertoning of what peace looks like. To even, you know, but I do feel like it is coming because our, you know, our generation and people under us are getting tired. Like, we're not making more money. We're not we're excelling as far as with technology for the digits that we make on our check balancing out with the increase of technology. No.
Right. Well,
I agree, man.
Go ahead.
I feel like no true change will come
mm-hmm.
until we get a younger generation into office.
That is correct.
Every office starting from top.
That is correct.
Because
that's it.
The more we keep voting these old people into office, the older generation, like it's we're gonna keep getting the same result. We're gonna keep getting the same. Whatever you want
and you
to
know
call
why,
it,
Jay?
Racist,
you know why, Jay?
Racist. Yeah, why?
You know why, Jay?
What's your
because they all grew up in the same era. right?
Right.
They don't
right.
have the same connection that we have with the current era. Like, they don't view what's going on the same way as we do. Their experiences are not the same as ours.
Completely agree.
There's one thing y'all forgetting, though. There's one thing y'all really forgetting. We all know that prejudices and racism is that's a taught mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So
yeah.
regardless of you having younger people in office or middle age or older people in office, if that person is taught this, if Mitch McConnell's grandson is the same age of Bill and Jay, who you think he gonna take his cues from?
True.
But the grand, but the niece and granddaughter are the ones that want to holler at Jay and Bill though.
Yeah, but they don't
the ones
mean
who
nothing.
They
that still goes back to, and I don't want to chase that rabbit, but I'm gonna just keep it 100 with you. That goes back to the exploitations of black people, period,
mm-hmm.
as a sexual
That's
object.
Correct. That's true.
But at the same
That's
time,
true.
What I'm talking about is, and I said it before, until the mentality of the human race change, and we get away from this whole system of colorism. And classism. We talked about a show, The Isms, many years ago. And until these isms are gone, we're going to continuously have this situation and this problem.
But that's something I feel like that'll never change because, it's like you just said, if their granddaddy don't talk to me, and that's just something they firmly believe in, like they firmly believe in it because of what their whole family, you know, what their granddaddy taught them and what their whole family go by. They gonna teach their child, or they
right.
It's gonna really take for God to step in and be like, man, enough is enough. This battle is not going away.
I disagree with that. And the reason being is because I'm have to side with Al on this right here. Like we're expecting to see an immediate change in the way society operates. Although a lot of times immediate can mean different things. It can mean like tomorrow, you know, next month. Like a lot of people expected to see change immediately. But that's not the case. Like this is something that is going to happen over time. This is something that we may not even see, but we may see changes along the way. Small, many things that make a larger difference in the near or far future.
That is
so
correct.
So I think that, we could definitely make a change. And Jay, you alluded to it earlier when you said that we have to get a lot of these politicians, like what they consider the baby boomers. I was watching Saturday Night Live just real quick, and like Chris Rock, man, he hit the hell on the nail on the head, man. He was like, you know, we got the rich people trying to manage the poor people. Like
That's right.
really, like how does this sound? Like you don't know what I go through because, and I say that all the time, even when in the business realm, when there's so many leadership that's so out of touch with the people that's in the schools or like that's in the workplace, like you know, deep inside of that, like they don't know what they feel, they don't know what they go through. You get what I'm saying? So
there'd be a lot of people
what's
just
going on
where
now.
They come from, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot of politicians now that's so out of touch, that's so out of realm with like what's going on. Like you said, these people like Mitch McConnell, you know, politicians, they used to be, you know, in the political realm, but they also had like their main jobs. And a lot of politicians don't do that now. They've made this their main job. People like
Correct.
Mitch McConnell have become rich off of scamming the American people. You get what I'm saying? And so, like, those are people, like, that he alluded to that we got to get out of office. We got to get people like, Alexandra, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Acosta.
Her, you know, people like her, you know, other great, you know, young people that's trying to move up in the field of the political realm. We got to get those people. We got to continue to push our people in. And, yes, I hope we don't, but if we do lose this election, we got to come back in 2 more years and we got to fight for the Senate. Like that's going to be our next foundation. We have to go for the Senate because we have to control something, people. Like we have to, like right now. Yes. If Biden does win, and this is my last point, if Biden does win, he needs to be the last president. The reason being is because we do need to find some type of different rank, like way of doing this.
We gotta change some things up.
All this is done for. Like this is done, man. Like after this right now, Biden needs to be president. We need to, immediately once he becomes president, we need to be trying to think of a plan of what the next structure is going to look like, because right this right here is not working out for us. I'm sorry.
Now, Bill, I will say this.
I agree with you, man.
I will say this, y'all. Now, I agree with some of your points. There's certain things that we have to really just really pay attention to, history and also the human nature. When you think about history, throughout history, there always have been a system that helps push society forward. In America, the only thing that's wrong with our system is people. And also with the aspect of a two-party system, that's flawed. There needs to be more, because at the end of the day, Congress, our government, really doesn't reflect the diversity of this country. Because there's only the majority of our people that are in government, they don't look like the people that's out there. And like you said, Bill or Jay, the thing is, the people that's out here working every day, I guarantee you can ask a politician. You can ask a politician that's real high up, they might not even know what the cost of milk is, because they're so disconnected from that. But at the end of the day,
the cost of real milk, not the expensive milk.
And when you look at it, I know you guys are, you know, I know y'all on the young power. I understand that. But eventually, you're going to be the old heads, too. So it's up to each generation to teach the generation before them, or after them, rather, teach them the right way so they can, you know, make everything better. Because, like I said, we're fighting the mentality. The mentality is the poor against the rich, the young against the old. All these things right here keeps everything divided. Divided, when things are divided, the people at the top, no matter what color they are, what sexual orientation they are, they still on top, because they got everybody below them fight. And they ain't concentrating on these fools up here messing us over.
But I see what you're saying, and I feel like it's one thing you're missing with that one. And I feel like you brought up how it's the level of being poor and, you know, rich, and you have some white people who live in poverty, however you want to call it.
That's correct.
They also have hate you mentality. Also, like they don't have the riches of the, you know, they don't have gold spoon fed. They don't own businesses. It'd be people that live literally right next to you, doing worse than you, in all honesty, that still hates you for whatever reason that it may.
That
be.
Is true. Let me say
and
this.
And that's
Al.
Who they play on.
Hold on.
Right?
Let me say this, Al. Let me say this, Al. Let me say this, and you go. I need your help with this one, Al. I don't know if y'all ever heard this phrase, and this is from one of our politicians. If you teach the poorest white man that he's better than the richest or most educated black man, you got a person that's going to work for you for the rest of their life and their family.
Yes,
now, I don't
correct.
Know the politician that said that. I forgot. I've said it a couple times. Nick said it a couple of times. But as long as we have those mentality, everything
sounds
goes
like
back
George
to what
Wallace.
I was saying. It may have been. I'll check it so we can fact check and make sure we get the right information out there. But the thing is, as I stated earlier, it's not the person that we're fighting. It's the mentality.
Yep.
It's that mentality that we're fighting, even with black people. Some of our people could do a whole lot better, but they'd rather be the N-word. They'd rather be ignorant. But I'm not looking down on them, because everybody has a purpose in this world, period. But at the end of the day, it's a mentality. As long as that mentality continues on, that's how it's going to be. Go ahead, Al.
And you know, to build on that, like, to understand the mentality around that, which I don't think that, you know, and I'm going to use Jay's example, you know, those poor, you know, white families who are Trump supporters, Republicans, they don't have proper representation. Do they even understand what representation is for them? I don't think they know, because the people in which are targeting them, they're not from where they're from. So that's not their representation, right? So, but in their mind, that is their representation. But the mentality, like Kevin said, is, you know, it's misconstrued. So you even got to think of the standpoint. Let's take Washington, D.C. in general, right? The people that live in Washington, D.C., can they vote?
Mm.
The the people that live in Puerto Rico, can they vote?
Yeah, they're supposed to be able to vote.
They can't.
What,
not
Puerto
for the
Rico?
Prisoners election.
Oh, yeah, Puerto
nope,
Rico.
Because they're not considered
and
a state.
The district, right, the District of Columbia. My bad, I'm thinking about Washington State. But, you know.
They're not represented. They're not
yeah,
represented.
That's true. That's true.
And to speak on Bill's standpoint, which Chris Rock is right, we need a new structure because this is the old structure. Okay, this is when, you know, back in the 1700s, 1800s, when they was trying to, you know, create something away from, you know, Great Britain. You know, they wanted representation. They didn't have representation. So what did they do? They created their own representation.
You know, Al, I think that this system could have been broken, or we should have started a new system when the Industrial Revolution came.
That is
because
correct.
Actually, they did.
You're right.
Well,
but it still wasn't.
But it still wasn't
a representation of the people. It was only a representation of
exactly,
certain groups.
Exactly, because you had people like Andrew Carnegie, like that was going to steal the oil and all those good people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, like, you developed a world, or you developed a government that was based off of, you know, hey, my business can do better than yours. So it's a bunch of, excuse my language, but I'm just going to, you know, call it a bunch of white people that's arguing about who can get my money, who can get their money faster. And then you have black people that's trying to incorporate their way into it. And, like, you just have a world that's not, like, that's not agreeing with it. And so, like, I mean, like, that's just another theory, you know, like, that goes into, you know, like, why, you know, Jay alluded to it first. You got the poor white people, like, after, you know, like, those people are misrepresented. Like, they are, because they just see somebody that looks like that's representing them, or that they like, that has the same interests as them. Like, you know, the fact that, and I know you all are going to allude to it later, but, you know, the fact that he said, stand by, stand back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to call him? Like, you acting like you don't know anything about, like, what do you want me to call him? You know what to call him, man. Come on now. Stop playing stupid.
But that's
those
a part
are his,
of his, that's his tactics, man.
Yeah.
That's his tactics.
And he loved to keep his fan base that way, right? Because those
right.
are the people who are going to continue to state all the things in which he has been stating, right? They're the ones who are going to continue to show up at his rallies, you know, deep and wear all the paraphernalia and all of that, right? He loves that. He loves that. Even, you know, from the standpoint of his, you know, the people who we have on staff, like, they have to kind of present themselves as a yes man to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he thinks
and that's
he's
what
a
he
king.
Wants.
No, he wants to
yeah.
be a king. He wants to be all of that, you know. One thing I want to add to the point that we were talking about a little bit earlier with the mentality of people, until some whites, not all whites, but until some whites realize that Republican don't mean white and Democrat
right.
means black, they really would, if they get that mentality out of the way, they can truly look at the political aspect and basically look at it for what it is and get the people that don't need to be in there, get them out of there, because they don't care.
Bro.
As long as it's like football in America, where they say we are the most entertained, the least educated.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they look at the Republicans as a sports team, or the Democrats as a sport. As long as the Republicans,
yeah, that's right.
They ride around with trucks with Trump flags on them right now. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. I'm telling you, man, we get dumber and dumber here. We get dumber and dumber.
But Kev, the good thing about it is that, like, in this time right here, we do have a lot of those baby boomers who are switching over to Democratic Party right now to, you know, vote for Biden, because, like, they feel that the Republican Party is not what it stood for at one point. You know,
and their
so,
children
I mean,
is telling them as well.
I'm gonna tell you, like,
their
this,
children
hey, look,
is telling them
hey,
as well.
I get what y'all saying. Let me tell y'all something. These people ain't switching parties because they saying the Democrats are right or the Republicans are wrong. These people switching parties because
right,
Trump is an idiot. These white folks looking at this man like, this
that's
is
exactly
a damn
why.
Idiot. And we don't
know
dealing with him.
Now, personally, man.
Yeah,
like exactly the man, and I feel like, you know, looking at, like, and that's the point I was trying to make, like the fact that he's representing the Republican Party, and the fact that people look at him now like, man, this man is crazy, because he's saying anything, you know, he's doing what he want to do, and like, you know, you got this person like Mitch McConnell that's backing him up, because I mean, Mitch McConnell trying to stay in office,
but that's the sensible people, though, Bill.
As long as he can. Exactly, those are the sensible
people. But you go look at this rally. Look at the rallies. Look at the people that would walk around, you know, ready to, I mean, they would literally fight you over Trump. They just had a dude that knocked a white guy out because he wasn't on the Trump team. Listen to what I just said. Trump team. What is that?
I know.
Now we're fans of our politicians. Fans? Man, they can kill it all, man. They can kill all that noise. For real. For real.
But they're not. They're not. This is something in which they've been enjoying, to finally have somebody who is, I guess you would say, in 75% of the public's eye, saying all the things in which they say at home. Behind closed doors.
They
feel like I can be out in the public and start saying all the stuff that I've been wanting to say.
I won't have no consequence. I think that's the one thing we can all take from Trump. I think that's the one and only thing we can all take from Trump, and like, we can truly respect him on, is that he don't speak his mind.
He's ignorant. He's ignorant, man.
Okay, so like, it's like dealing with a racist that you don't know a racist.
Like, thank you for telling me.
I would rather you go and speak your mind and tell me how you truly feel, rather than
so I can put you in that category.
I get what you're saying. But a lot of the stuff that Trump quote unquote speak his mind out about is not all into racism. It's a lot of things that he's speaking, like getting people to drink bleach. Oh, Trump, tell it like
this.
How you gonna say somebody to drink bleach?
Getting him to speak his true mind, though. Like, if he wants you to die, he gonna tell you he wants you to die. If he wants you to run out, he's just giving you way. Y'all give the man too much credit.
He ain't know the people. He literally thought bleach was gonna help out.
I ain't trying to give him credit. I'm just saying, man, the man is an idiot. I'm not saying he's doing anything right. I'm just saying straight up, he gonna let you know how he truly feels, and I respect that for him. I personally don't like people who, you know, feel one type of way and truly feel that way, but won't really tell you, or they'll want to tell you real bad, but it won't come out. It won't ever come out their mouth.
But him,
he gonna let you know. You ain't gotta ever worry about him not telling you how he truly feels. If he wants you to go stand out in the road, he gonna tell you, go stand your ass out in the road. You know.
The word that I've heard a white supremacist use when it's dealing with black people, you know, a real racist, he used the word tolerance. I think in America, we all tolerate people to a certain degree, period. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes just out of common decency, you know, some things is best left be, because until you become educated on that fact or that issue, you will always be ignorant to it. Because if a person is a bigot, or if a person is a prejudiced person, because people really don't know that prejudice and racism are two different words, two different meanings. A bigot is a bigot. That person right there, he's really uneducated on a lot of things, and he feels a certain way. He's going to run with that.
Yep.
Until that person is educated of the fact, he won't be able to change his mentality towards those other people, and he's going to remain that way. That has no color right there. That's just ignorance. And Trump, he represents that ignorance. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He didn't get to where he got at being a buffoon. The dude,
that is correct.
You know, he has some things about him to get him to where he is.
He has been... All right, so when I look at some of the things in which I've learned about, you know, Donald Trump in general, he has ran everything that he has been accustomed, what been associated with, and this is just me talking, like the mob. Just like the mob.
You
know, he's trying to run our country.
He could never affiliate
with any type of knowledge of him. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any type of knowledge of him, you absolutely right.
Because if you say something against anything that he says or do something in which he does not like, you're fired, or he's trying to get somebody to discredit you, or he's saying that's not true, that's not real, that's fake news, right? He also is... Like, when people go to jail that has been close to him, what has he done? He has positioned himself away from those people.
But see, somewhere along the line, Trump has studied history, because a lot of the tactics that he used are, you can read them throughout history, man. Stalin, a lot of people, man, you know, Hitler, you know, there was a lot of politicians and those guys, you know, they was a little off too, but you know, they had ways about themselves to get themselves to the top. I mean, Hitler was a charismatic person. A lot of people don't realize that. And the thing about it, Trump is charismatic too, even though we don't like him because we understand what he truly represents. But he's still charismatic, and people love him for that.
So let me ask you all this. So do you feel like Trump is the machine, or the image of what Donald Trump is the machine that is pushing everything?
Man,
image.
Man, I think personally, I don't think neither is. I think the title of him, like his title now, gave him it. Because if you look back at the old Trump didn't used to be so out there. Like I really can't think of a word to describe it right now. But he didn't used to be so out there. Like, if anybody grew up watching wrestling or, you know, just knowing stuff,
he was out there, bro. No, he was out there,
I mean,
man. He was out there.
I'm saying as of like he is now.
Oh, no. He was out there. He's a narcissist. He's been a narcissist. He's always been there. Even his niece said he was like that.
I'm not talking about the narcissist side.
You're talking about, like, his image of who he portrays himself as.
Yeah.
Is that your question?
Now.
It's because Jay, because he has never been that person. So listen,
that's what I'm saying. He's got a new level.
Exactly. But this is my take on Al's question. So you said, like, you know, is it the machine? Is it him or is it the machine? I think it's what he stands for. The reason being is because, as all of us just stated, Trump is a narcissist. Trump stated, and you can go find this clip on YouTube. You can go find it wherever you want to go to. He said, if I was to ever run as president, that I would run as a Republican because they believe in anything.
That's right.
And so, like, the thing is that, like, we're dealing with somebody. This man don't care about them people just as well as he don't care about us. Like, this man is looking at it as, this is the people that support me, so I'm not going to condemn them because then I'm going to lose a lot of their support. So that's why he told them to just step back, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like, because this is a man that's just, he's thinking about himself. This is all Trump is looking for. Like, whether we believe it or not, like, if Trump is true, if he does lose this election, we not going to hear from him. Because guess what? He was president one time. He got the highest office in the land. Like, he
agreed,
okay with it.
Agreed.
But he would like to go for four more years because he want to help his big business people out. So he can pay another $750,000.
Right.
If we being honest, it's not too many people. It's not too many people who gonna get in their office and not change songs, or not, or, you know, not, you know, you know, not be looked at differently. Because once you get in the office, like, you the highest in the land. You the highest in the United States, like you just mentioned. So, you know, it's like, can't nobody tell me nothing. No matter what I say, no matter what I do.
I mean, basically, who gonna take me? All right. So that's definitely the mentality in which Trump has. Like, I am here. I am in the highest position that I can ever be in the United States, as far as, you know, that realm. Yes, he will be embedded in history, right? You know, so, I mean, I see that. I see that, but it also, it's a part of. It also is a part of his narcissism, you know, like Kevin said as well.
Agreed.
But he, like Bill said, he wants it again. Like he wants to be back, you know, in that position again, because he knows like what will Trump have after this? What will he do after this?
Let me break something else down to him. Let me break something else down for him, Al. Al, we talked about this before. Who was the last true president of the United States that wasn't
JFK.
Controlled? Exactly.
That's
everybody
real.
Else after JFK was controlled. Because after they seen that they can take out JFK, they can take out them, everybody else was a pawn. From Ronald Reagan on up.
Yep.
The bank, central bank owned every last one of them. Trump went in. Trump got some debt. Trump owed some people. Every president after that, all presidents come out on top. You know, to a certain degree, they gonna come out on top. Now, is the office designed for that? And that's what the office is for? No, it's not. But it's a reality that we're dealing with. Now, Trump, he gonna want to stay in there because he already said if the election go a certain way, I'm gonna try to stay in here. I ain't gonna accept it. And we as a country and as a nation, we got to prepare ourselves for this foolishness going to happen. I'm advising everybody out there right now, if you're listening to my voice right now, if Trump loses, please prepare yourself for stupid stuff. Please. Because these people are already on the internet telling everybody, hey, if Trump loses, we ain't accepting this. We ready to roll. Because number one, they feared after Barack Obama that they was going to lose all power. That's what those people, not all white people, don't get me wrong now, not all white people got that mentality. I'm just talking about the ones that feel like, hey, I've lost my country. That's why they always say, I want my country back. So we definitely got to pay attention to that. Mm. All right, so guys, man, we had a great show, man. We really enjoyed you guys for coming on in and talking with us today, being a guest. I mean, you might as well say y'all was a guest on the show. Give everybody some information about the Hear Me Out show, guys.
Yeah, most definitely. So you can join us on Hear Me Out. You can do at Just Hear Me Out on Facebook. It'll take you directly to our page. And as well as we do have a show tonight at 8:15. So you can join us. We'll actually send a link over to Kevin and Al so that they can, if they can, post it on their page.
Sure will.
Sure will, brother.
Man, put it on the Middleman Talk Show Facebook page. We'll definitely share it with everybody. And you know what? We're going to have us a show, man. We're going to invite you guys on. I got a show idea, Al. It's going to be called The Young versus the Old. But it ain't going to be what y'all think. But it ain't going to be what y'all think it is, though.
Let's do it, man.
Let's move it.
Yeah, man. So we appreciate you guys for coming in, sitting with us, giving us your opinions on this particular topic that we had today, which is hot topic for September 2020.
Yeah.
A couple of things we didn't get a chance to cover, but, man, I think we covered enough dealing with this 45. But a great conversation today, Al.
Yeah, man, we definitely appreciate you all for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. Definitely go and join our Facebook page, the Middleman Talk Show. Check out our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com/ the Middleman Talk Show. See what's on there, man. Subscribe to us and let us know what you think. We definitely appreciate all the support in which we can receive. If you would like to advertise with the Middleman Talk Show, you can email us at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. That's wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Let us know you want to advertise with the Middleman, and we'll definitely get you on, man.
Yeah, we got 15-second spots, 30-second spots. If you like
it, sir.
You know what I'm saying, get with us. We'll give you some pricing. We already got us a client right now. Now, we need to start playing their stuff, too, but I got to find it. We ain't got it right now, so I got to get it again.
Look at
I ain't got it right now.
But, man, you know, interesting show today, man. I hate we didn't get to talk about the unemployment aspect of it as well, because it appears that we possibly may be headed to another recession, but we definitely want to make sure that, people out there, take care of your family and friends, check in with each other, support each other. If you can lend somebody some help, help them out. If you know of any resources for families out there, Definitely share those resources with your loved ones and friends. There are a lot of people out there in need, and this is not a time to play. People are really out here suffering and really need some help, man.
Yep. And if you're getting those unemployment checks, don't be out here trying to ball buying Louis Vuitton belts and stupid stuff. Stack that money up. Get your money right. Buy groceries. Matter of fact, you know, secure yourself. Get some firearms. The whole nine. Make sure you can protect yourself. Get your bug out bag. If you don't know what a bug out bag is, we got a show that we put up a little while ago about, you know, emergencies. So make sure you go check that out. Great show today. One up, one down. Shout out to our co-host. Y'all be easy out there. Let's make it happen. Al, I'm out, man. I got to go. My feet are still hurting, bro.
Hey, man, we out, man. Take care of yourself, Cam.
All right, man.